I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
I was born with a love disease. It's known as chronic hard to please. I want the one I can't have.
This is British singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson. He's the son of folk legends Richard and Linda Thompson. What does that mean for Teddy? Well, he'll tell us in a couple of minutes. But first, Teddy Thompson's own sound. He's got a new album out. It's called Bella. And he performed this tune from it for us. It's called The One I Can't Have.
So many beautiful girls in this beautiful world, but I want the one I can't have. This actress on TV, I think she is the one for me. Yeah, I want the one I can't have. I opened up this magazine, fell in love on page 13. Yeah, I want the one I can't have.
Ain't it the truth? There's always option C, but it's usually not available. Those are great lyrics, Teddy Thompson. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I read that you compose the songs on your new album, Bella, almost like a classic Brill-building songwriter. You go to work from 9 to 5 and write songs while that deadline for the new album loomed above you. For the son of British folk royalty, I'll bet your parents are pleased by your work ethic, but that doesn't sound like a routine they'd necessarily approve of. Or you don't care what your parents think anymore.
Do I care? Of course I do. I did do that, but it was mostly it's mostly because I have no work ethic, and so in order to get anything done, I had to enforce a routine. It was only for a couple of weeks to try and finish things, but yeah, I would go every morning and, you know, be humming that Dolly Parton song on the way to Starbucks, and with the I joined the rat race for a couple of weeks.
And you say humming that Dolly Parton song. There's a lot of country on this album, I feel.
There's a lot of... Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of country... There isn't. I mean, there's a lot of country in me. I think if you took my vocals off this record, there's nothing that sounds even remotely country, arrangement-wise. But I sound country.
Mm. Well, we wouldn't want to take your vocals off this record, though.
It would be a whole different experience,
right,
if you did. I'm not saying that we should.
Clear something up for us. Did you grow up in the UK surrounded by, you know, Richard and Linda Thompson, this brainy Brit folk atmosphere?
I did grow up in the UK. There wasn't a great deal of music around when I was growing up. No, it was...
Really?
Not the musical, bohemian, hippie upbringing you might imagine. It was quite the opposite. I mean, my parents divorced when I was very young, and my mum essentially stopped making music, so... After the age of about 6 and a half, my life didn't involve that much music on a day-to-day basis.
How did you kind of get back to it?
Oh, I just discovered it on my own, you know, like most kids. I mean, I was, you know, I at school, you know, really, I was in the choir when I was about 10, and I realized that I could sing, and then I started listening to, you know, a lot of Everly Brothers and Hank Williams and stuff, and getting very Americanized.
How long have you lived in the States, and what have been the biggest challenges for you coming from there to here?
I've lived here a long time. I've lived here since I moved to LA when I was 18, and I think the biggest challenges when I first moved here were just cultural. I found that I was, you know, that 18-year-olds in America are still treated like children, whereas in England they're very much adults, you know. It's like prohibition, you know. Don't drink, don't smoke,
right.
Don't no sex, nothing. And then these, you know, you sort of end up being a bit behind, it seems to me.
And so you're in your late 20s now.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Okay.
No, I just turned 35.
So presumably nobody's treating you like a child anymore.
No, and now I wish they would. Yeah, it's come around. I know. It's annoying, isn't it? And now I wish people would infantilize me.
So despite the influence of your parents, or maybe because of them, because their influence wasn't just about the folk roots of the British Isles, they turned you on to the Everly Brothers. You discovered them also, and Buddy Holly. But you turned for inspiration to some of that 50s, 60s sound for this CD, Brenda Lee and Jackie DeShannon specifically. I'd like you to take us out with a song from Bella that you feel kind of captures that Brenda Lee, Jackie DeShannon spirit. What are you going to play?
Well, I'm going to play the duet on the record, believe it or not, and I'm going to sing both parts just because this is really the most evocative of that style. And you'll have to imagine me as a girl, you know, for half of the song, which if you knew me wouldn't be that difficult.
Teddy Thompson, we'll work our imagination here. The new album is called Bella. Thanks very much for speaking with us and for performing.
Sure.
Baby, tell me what you want. I'll do anything you want. I want a love that can be true. Someone who loved me through and through. Baby, I can give you that. No problem, I can give you that. Well, yeah, you said that once before, and then you walked right out my door. Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. Ooh.
British singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson. His new album is called Bella. You can see one of Teddy Thompson's music videos at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.